Lesson 5, pages 166 and 167. Navajo Code Talkers.
American Indian languages are very complicated. There are many different languages, and each one has several dialects. Some languages, like Navajo, have no alphabet or symbols. Philip Johnston was not an Indian, but he grew up on the Navajo reservation and learned a lot of their language. Later, when Johnston served in World War I, he understood the importance of developing a code that the enemy could not understand. In World War II, the U.S. was at war with Japan. The Japanese were very skillful at breaking codes. In 1942, Johnston met with an American military general and explained his idea of using the Navajo language in code to send messages. Indians living on Navajo land in the southwest U.S. could speak and understand the language. Very few non-Navajos could speak or understand it. The general agreed to try this idea. The U.S. Marines recruited 200 native speakers of Navajo to create a code based on their language. There were many military words that did not exist in the Navajo language. So the Navajo recruits had to develop words for these things. For example, the commanding general was a war chief. A battleship was a whale. A submarine was an iron fish. In the first 2 days of code talking, more than 800 messages were sent without any errors. During and after the war, the Navajo code talkers got little recognition for their great help in World War II. It wasn't until 1992 that the U.S. government honored the Navajo code talkers for their help in winning major battles of the war.